Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
All right, Bob.
Yeah, all right, Andy. And can I actually? Can I just say, why do you always do that sigh at the top? It's like you've just found out a trusted friend's a sex offender or something.
It's just become a superstitious thing.
Oh, you're not actually reacting to anything.
No. It's just superstition. I did it quite episode three, I think. And episode three went really well. And since then, I just thought, well, I'll keep doing that. You know, it works.
Okay.
We're going from strength to strength, I think.
All right, it's meaningless.
Don't read anything into it.
What do they call that? Tiff-taffery?
Yes.
Proffery?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Well,
Tim Snippery.
It's the night after Leicester probably won the Premiership with their draw at Spurs.
Are we going in hard with the football straight away?
Come on, are we? Let's speed things up.
Right.
What do we think about that in a nutshell?
It's something.
Oh, come on, Andy. Leicester, like your football. You must have a thought on that.
Well, I kind of wanted Spurs to win it after they played so well at Stoke last week.
Yeah.
And I thought, that's the kind of performance I want to see from a league champion.
Yeah.
But then Leicester won 4-0 against the half-dead Swansea on Sunday. So, you know, they've done well.
It's a bit conflicting, isn't it, Andy? Because Tottenham becoming a very nice team to watch.
Yeah.
Leicester are a good team to watch for 4 or 5 minutes within each other of the 90 minutes.
Yeah, they're effective.
We all want them to win, but we'd have liked it to have lasted a bit longer.
And we don't want to see Gary Lineker presenting Match of the Day in his underpants either, and that's probably going to happen. You do?
I do, yeah.
I prefer to have that just in the imagination rather than the reality of it.
Yeah. Well, it can be the basis of a whole new dreamscape once you've seen it, can't it, Andy?
As they say, that's football.
That's
what we should have called this, isn't it?
Football. Yeah, no, we should have called it Atletico Parsons.
No, we shouldn't, Andy. No.
So, Andy, shall we say, well done, Leicester. We're a football podcast a bit.
We're calling it as Leicester as the Premier League champions.
Leicester, Premier League champions. Well done.
Congratulations, Leicester.
Huth, Morgan, Metze, Kante.
Soosh.
All that lot. They've done very well. And it's been a great season.
Ferreira
as well. It's been a great season for Tottenham with the young'uns, Deby Alli.
Yeah. It lashed out last night against West Brom. Did you see that? A bit petulant.
I thought that perhaps... Kyle Walker should have been sent off last night, maybe. Anyway, whatever. Well done to Leicester.
Brilliant.
Great season, Tottenham. You've made real progress.
Fantastic.
Right.
Well done, football. Well done, everyone.
Okay.
Even the teams that were shit.
Imagine Miles Beard. Too bushy?
Yes, far too bushy.
Too bushy to be
unsettling.
Unsettling. And I think it was because it was framed between goalposts. Because, you know, there's a lot of those beards knocking about, isn't there?
So do you think it made him look like a king in a portrait?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe, yeah.
And there's no room for that in football, is there?
No, football's entertainment, not politics.
It's family stuff, isn't it?
But a good performance by Mile. I know a lot of Spurs fans fear Mile, beardless even.
Right.
Apparently he always performs very well against them. So... You're the man with the plan, Andy.
Before we start, can I just announce that I've given up the booze?
Have you?
I have.
Why are you drinking it now, then?
Well, I'm only having a couple.
All right, and that's giving up in Sunderland, is it?
There's no wrong with a couple, is there?
Yeah, a couple of Stellas, I suppose. When you're in polite company. That's very disrespectful to me, though, isn't it, if you think about it?
Well, I'm trying to think about my health, so that's why I've packed in.
It's good for your bladder, beer.
Is it?
Mm.
Oh, I might start again then.
Do you want any advice about health, heart, or hearth, health? Hearth rugs. Do you want any advice about health?
Steve McLaren's your man for advice about hearth rugs, isn't he, surely? Carpet salesman
Steve McLaren, but where is he?
Have you got some advice you'd like to offer up?
Well, you've made me think of where Steve McLaren is at this moment now, and I've got it.
Where is he?
He's on his way to the Bowlplex in the minibus. He's driving.
Right.
Yeah, short sleeve shirt, tie.
Yeah.
About 8 fat lasses in the back.
Oh, aye.
He's taking them to Bowlplex. Then they're going to Frankie and Benny's. He won't go in with them. He'll read the probably read the mirror in the.
What do you reckon it is? Is it a birthday, office birthday, or is it a hen night gone wrong? Or
I think it's just like the fatties from quite a large company. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
It's like they don't say it's fatties night out.
No,
but
it's implied.
Well, they all know, they just don't say it. They say, like, right, we're good friends, we seem to have a lot in common. Yeah, they do, they're all fat. But they don't say
As quite a fat man myself,
yeah,
I find that a little bit offensive.
I've never noticed you were fat. Bloody hell, though, you are, though, aren't you?
Someone on Twitter the other week said that I've got a fat voice.
Yeah.
Is it you?
I think you've got a common voice. It's like, no, it's not your accent, Andy. It's the sort of, say that you, since you were a small child, it probably did happen to you, since you were a small child, you probably brought up on crisps, yeah?
Crisps and bread without butter.
Ambrosia rice, all those things. Yeah. They do actually give a hue to your voice?
Right.
That reveals that your diet.
You can hear tin custard in my voice, can you?
Yeah, I don't think you, tin custard ain't cheap, I don't think you'll have had that, to be honest with you. You'll have had evaporated milk on your pork pie, and on your apple pie.
Are we tin fruit?
Jelly and carnation.
You couldn't be more right.
Heart health, did you want to know about or not? I absolutely don't mind.
Give it a little bit, go on then.
All right, you don't have to change your diet at all, whatsoever. Just please, everyone out there who's 40 plus or has got a family history of heart disease, just try and have a handful of prunes, right?
Yeah.
Every single day.
Right. From the hand? Do you eat them out of your hand?
You can eat them out, Andy. You can eat them out of a bowl, your hand. You can suck them out of a bag.
Well, I don't know what the procedure is. I'm trying to come off the booze here. I'm a mess. I'm detoxing, Bob.
Your hair's longer than I've noticed it for a while. Am I right? Do you wash your hair with washing up liquid?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Have you tried that new coconut shampoo?
No.
No, that's great. Your coconuts come up really nice. Get a really soft husk on them. That's my joke, Andy.
Is that your joke?
Yeah, well, it's done.
Glad that's out of the way.
Over to you, Andy, anyway.
Can I just return to our theme music? That lovely, lovely Far Eastern lilt
that
we've got at the beginning of the show. As you know, we're looking to forge strong bonds with the Far East.
Yes, please.
You know, in the realms of trade, culture, some of their lovely food.
Understand.
And a couple of weeks ago, I mentioned that the Panda Oriental All-You-Can-Eat Buffet fiasco in Sunderland had a sign in the window and it said, ring found, ask inside. I went past this morning and the sign is still in the window, so no one has claimed that ring yet. So if you've lost a ring in the Panda Buffet, it's still there.
Okay.
If you haven't lost a ring and you fancy going in and having a crack at describing it, you know, you might get lucky.
Do you know the ring, but you're not...
I don't know anything about the ring. I guess the idea is whoever belongs to will go in and they'll say, can you describe the ring?
Could you, for me, be the person working at this place?
I'm not doing the voice.
Why won't you do it?
Because I'm not doing it, because it'll be racist. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm not Jamie Vardy.
I wouldn't want to... That's my highlight of the season, when Vardy got into Costa's face.
Right.
Just saying, that won't be beaten. So that's a nice announcement. You're trying to help the community up in there.
And if you can get in there and blag yourself the ring, there's a cash converter just up the street as well, so you can make yourself a few bob quite easily.
Nice. How many people would have a ring in Sunderland? About 1 in 100?
I'm not going to respond to that. People of Sunderland, he's real Bob Mortimer on Twitter, if you'd like to take issue with him on that. As for Steve McLaren...
Yeah.
Would you like to know what I think he's doing right now?
I would love to know what you think.
I reckon Steve McLaren is currently cultivating a nasal hair that he's been growing since he lost the England job, and he keeps it stuffed right up his nose.
Right.
But when he's on his own, he gets it out, pulls it out.
Right.
Maybe he's with a hook, cultivates it, straightens it, combs it.
What does he do? Rub butter into it?
Might do, yeah. Bit of oil. It goes all the way down to his knee. That's how long it is. And then shoves it back up there again.
What, when the phone rings? Or
when someone knocks at the door or his missus comes home.
Or that fat lass comes round if his missus is out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Oh, well, that's fair enough. I think he's on in a Ford Transit at the Ballplex.
We're going to have to agree to disagree, aren't we?
Actually, thinking of the Ballplex, I don't know if it's the same where you are, Andy, but the Ballplex is always, there's Ballplex and there's Frankie and Benny's and then there's the cinema.
Yeah, we've got that.
And you would
the holy triumvirate.
Yeah, and it's everything's catered for that, and probably a gym as well. Would you accept that?
There isn't one near us.
Yeah, but it wouldn't get much takers, would it? Up there.
Once again, people of Sunderland.
You know, Andy, them. I include Middlesbrough with Sunderland. What is the what is,
don't.
Why wouldn't you want to be associated with Middlesbrough?
I've never been to Middlesbrough.
It's a northeast, isn't it?
It kind of is.
We've got a similar history. You've
North Yorkshire, though, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we've both been shat on by various governments, historically. All right. What's the difference?
What's the difference?
What's the big difference? You saw those fucking Teesiders. I hate their guts because
they haven't got a beach, and we have.
We got a beautiful beach. We got Seal Sands. It's a national, international heritage centre.
Never heard of it.
Of beauty.
Never heard of it, mate. I'll take your word for it, though.
Do you know the glamorous model Nevada Sunset? Nevada Sunset.
Yeah.
She comes over every year to get the particular tan you can get on Seal Sands Beach because of the reflection of the UV light from the sand.
Right.
So I'm just saying, if it's good enough for Nevada Sunset.
And is that something to do with, outer space?
No, that's nothing to do with outer space. She's a very beautiful Italian model whose favourite beach in the world is Seal Sands at Middlesbrough.
Well, good for her.
Anyway, I was just going to say, you've got the triumvirate, Frankie Benny's cinema and the Ballplex.
Right.
You were telling me, I hope you don't mind me saying, you were telling me that when you go to the cinema, you don't buy any popcorn or whatever and that.
No,
you take in a jar of Dolmio sauce.
Yeah.
And drink it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. If it's the winter, I'll drink it. I'll heat it up before I go in.
Right.
And I'll take it in a thermos.
Oh, and it's right.
And drink it out of a thermos.
Right.
I don't pour it into the little plastic cup that goes on the top. I just guzzle it straight from the thermos flask. If it's the summer, I'll just have a cold out of the jar.
Really? Have you promised me?
Yeah. Well, you can drink it down. It's like a soup. It's a bit like a gazpacho.
So you drink it from the jar?
Yeah.
Bloody hell. Sorry. What do you get? You dip nachos in it or something?
Nah.
Like this?
Nah, I just guzzle it down out of the jar.
Well, that is.
Have you tried it? Don't knock it till you've tried it.
Well, I don't know that I've even tried it. Is there a particular one you get? Like
it's
tomato
refreshing,
and cheese,
it's good
tomato.
For you. No, I like the one that's got extra vegetable lumps in.
What's that called?
Extra
Lumpy.
Vegetable lumps.
Dolmio Lumpo.
Yeah. And you get added vitamins, obviously, from the fresh vegetables that they've put in it.
Yeah, well, I know that's important. I know that's green important
pepper
to you, Andy.
And some onion. And
well, that's quite
it keeps me trim.
I don't know if I believe you, Andy, but that is quite extraordinary.
I'm telling you.
Dolmio has been talked about, right? And for some reason, that's reminded me that we were hoping to get funding for the world's biggest poppadom.
Yeah.
No takers whatsoever.
That hasn't gone as well as we hoped, has it?
Do you think that they weren't taken as seriously or that it was a bad idea?
I think, to be honest, a bit of both.
A bit of both?
Yeah. On the face of it, it's a ridiculous idea because a poppadom is so you know, it's
frail.
So crisp and easily breakable.
Actually, I mean, you think about it, it goes really soft, doesn't it? If you leave it overnight, doesn't it?
Right.
Doesn't it go soggy?
Yeah. So I suppose it's not going to be crisp and fresh, is it? Because it's going to be on display all the time.
Well,
it'll be
yeah.
quite robust after a while, wouldn't it?
And oh, shit, man. So you're going to park your car, walk around, pay your money, go in to see the poppadom.
Are we going to have it in like an aircraft hangar or something?
I think we're going to have to get just some sort of temporary awning that covers it. Could do that.
You can't have it outdoors. You can't have it exposed to the elements.
If it's soft, though, it's what you want to be is near such a huge area of crispiness. Yeah.
Is there going to be any way to keep it crisp, though?
No, I don't think there is. We're not getting dehumidifiers into the hangar or something. Well, if that's a no-no, Andy, I'll really quickly run...
How much did we get? How much did we raise?
Nothing, no one showed
any
interest.
Not a penny.
But what about the world's biggest saxophone?
Ooh.
You're a bit interested, aren't you?
That sounds good. and you get to climb up a ladder and have a blast on it.
Whoa!
Oh!
I hadn't thought of that.
You'd charge extra for that, though, surely, wouldn't you?
What, if you want a parp?
If you want a parp on it, how big would it be?
Look and park. You park and ride, look or parp.
Park and parp.
Well, if we got enough interest in that, I'm willing to go down to a foundry and give them some initial drawings of a saxophone.
We could revitalise the UK steel industry overnight with this.
Yeah?
Is a saxophone made of steel?
Could be. This one doesn't have to be.
It's got to be, hasn't it? Cause it's going to be a big one.
What would they normally be? They're probably made of brass.
It's a brass instrument, so I'd probably say brass, yeah.
I can't afford that much brass, Andy, can you?
We do it with steel.
Do it with steel,
just
yeah.
Just paint it gold.
Mm. Well, if there's enough interest, we might pursue that one.
Righto.
Andy, can I do my wife's questions? Or have
has she got some more questions? She's very interested in me, isn't she?
Yeah.
Does she talk about me a lot?
No, look, she just wants to know what sort of person I'm spending this time with.
All right, OK.
I mean, she's heard your voice. It's enough to raise her suspicions in anyone, isn't it? So, Andy, your bungalow...
Yes, Mrs. Bob.
The bungalow that you live in, has it got any outbuilds?
Can I just stop you there? You keep referring to me bungalow.
Yes, I do.
Well, me and my kids actually refer to it as the fungalow.
Okay.
Because we have a lot of fun there.
Yeah, but myself, my wife and the listeners refer to it as Andy's bungalow. So
officially, I'd like it now to be called the fungalow.
Okay.
And I'm not going to entertain any questions about it.
You always get what you want, do you?
I'm not going to say I don't.
All right, I'll say it. Has your fungalow got any outbuildings such as conservatory, shed, a lean-to, stables, maybe a folly or a boathouse? That's the last question.
Boathouse?
Yeah.
I've got a garage.
Yeah?
But it's only got half a roof on it because the wind blew half the roof off during a particularly grueling winter.
Well, it's not a garage then, is it? It's just like a trough, like a urinal or something.
It's a garage. It's garage height. It just had a corrugated roof on it and it come off. I'm thinking of getting it replaced.
Things that are a certain height aren't necessarily garages, you know, Andy. If you see someone walking towards you that's 7 foot, it's not necessarily a garage. A
human garage. I've never seen anyone 7 foot before.
I have.
In real life.
Richard Osman's 7 foot.
Is he?
Yeah. He's 6'7", but he wears big platforms.
Right.
So that he can be the Magic Seven.
And could you mistake Richard Osman for a garage in the right
light? Well, it sounds like you could.
I
wonder what the standard height of an indoor room is now on building regs. You know, if like it's wimpy, being really tight.
Yeah.
I wonder what a ceiling height is that's like the legal...
6'2", I reckon.
Nah.
Yeah.
No, we don't have a nation of hobbits or anything. You have to be more than 6'2".
No, that's what I reckon it is.
I say 7'6". I bet 7'6".
That's too high.
Oh, Andy, if you've got a ceiling height of what are you saying it is, 6'2"?
6'2".
Tell me about the door. So the doorway is going to be...
5'10".
5'10".
Yeah.
So at least 30% of the population will be... I'll have to dip to get in it.
Yeah, fuck them.
Oh. Second question from the wife. When you were at tech college, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you study tourism, beauty or childcare? Which one did you do? Or just say, don't lie to me, Andy, say you didn't, say you did plastering or whatever, but they were the three she thought you might do.
I did beauty.
You did beauty?
I did beauty.
Did you get your qualification?
I got a D.
That's how it's marked, is it?
I got a D. D grid. Well, it goes down to an F, but I got a D. And it hasn't really helped.
So what did it involve? Nails, hair?
Nails, hair, facials.
Waxing?
Toes.
All right.
A lot of toe work.
What do you do to a toe?
I excelled in toes.
Yeah?
Just give them a good scrub.
Scrubbing toes.
Put some paint on.
A lot of footballers wax their legs now, don't they?
And their arseholes.
Are they? It's a weird one, that, isn't it?
They wax their toes?
I assume they do. I assume that hair starts to... If you're not constantly, putting its presence... What's the word? You know,
exposed to it.
It probably does look unsightly when a bit sprouts in the toe. Is it because they want people to see the tattoos?
I think they probably do it for to make them faster.
Oh, you
probably run faster if you haven't got hairs on your toes. I tell you what, do you remember Ian Hart? He used to play for Leeds.
For Leeds, yeah.
He used to play in boots that were two sizes too small.
Right.
So that he could fit his feet right in there.
Right in.
So there was no room for any manoeuvre.
Yeah.
and it probably felt like he was just running around on a couple of hoofs.
Yeah, and horses are fast, aren't they?
But horses are fast, that's probably what he was thinking.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Another thing about Ian Hart, bringing back to the thing about have you ever met a footballer?
Yeah.
I once saw Ian Hart emerging triumphantly from the disabled toilets at Disneyland Paris.
You said triumphantly, you mean like...
He had a smile on his face.
Do you think that's...
job done, do you know what I mean?
Well, referring more to what had happened
what
in
he just toilet. Achieved in there, yeah.
Not referring to how naughty he'd been.
No, he wasn't kind of sticking it to the disabled.
Have you ever used a disabled toilet?
Yes.
Did you pull the string when you were in there?
No.
Or were you not on? Excuse me. Wife's third question.
Hang on. Is wearing shoes that are two sizes too small, is that classed as a disability?
Yeah, well, do you know what? I'm sure it may have made him disabled. It may have resulted
in a disability.
That's probably
what it was. It was probably a legitimate use then.
Do you, in your bungalow, have a formal dining room? A separate room for dining?
I'm not prepared to answer that because depending on what answer I give, that would give an indication as to whether it's a dormer or not.
Why would it? I don't understand your logic.
If it's a dormer,
chances
are I've got a separate dining room. If it's not, that's... Not, it's not going to have a separate dining room because that room will be taken up as a bedroom.
Okay.
So I see what you've tried to do.
No, I wasn't.
You're trying to get back to this question, is it a dormer or not?
Honestly, I wasn't.
And I'm not prepared to engage with you on that.
That's not my wife's fascination. That's my fascination, not the wife's.
So that's your question?
No.
That's the wife's question,
whether your bungalow is a dormer bungalow.
It's bungalow.
Whether your bungalow is a dormer bungalow, is my, it's not my wife's.
And you'll never know.
Okay, there was one question that was, I just noticed the other day.
Is it four questions now?
No, I'm moving on to another thing, but just via this. I saw an Iceland shop advert, and Iceland now do home deliveries in a van, you know.
Yeah.
Would you be seen to have an Iceland van delivering your food?
Yes.
It wouldn't bother you at all.
The people across the road from me get their food delivered from Iceland.
Really?
Yeah. Billy and his wife, whose name I cannot remember. It happens quite regularly.
I wouldn't.
Would you not?
No, I wouldn't.
Why?
Because I'm a snob.
Iceland. Because you're a massive snob millionaire.
I'm not a millionaire. I wish. I just wouldn't have an Iceland van deliver food. Is it worth the carbon footprint? To be delivering, sticky cheesecakes.
They do it free, you know. You buy the stuff in the shop and then they deliver it free for you later on if you can't carry it.
Oh, so you don't phone up and say, can I have this?
No, you can buy it in the shop and just say, leave that there and bring it round later on. So I presume the van is like a freezer in the back.
Right.
So you could have like animal carcasses in there as well as cheesecakes. Yeah.
But you don't just buy frozen stuff from...
You can buy all sorts from Iceland. They had a really good deal on Carlsberg Export last year.
Right.
Eight cans for £8.
Very good. What I'm worried about, though, Andy, is... If this
but
is
I've given up the booze now, so that's not an issue.
If it's a freezer van, though, what about your non-frozen goods? Separate compartment, I suppose you're going to say.
I don't know, I'm not asked.
If they were past a really posh hotel, right, say in London, you know London?
I know London, I'm in London now, yeah.
Right, really posh hotel, it was on fire, right?
Like the Cavendish or the Rouge.
Are there posh ones?
I've never heard of them.
Let's call one the Knightsbridge Grand, yeah?
Ooh.
Somewhere real posh people go.
Somewhere near Chelsea.
Yeah, right. There's a fire there and you rush in to help, yeah? Would you save A, Chris Evans, yeah, or B, the receptionist's hat? Which one would you? You know, you got seconds. The smoke is there.
I'd go for the receptionist's hat.
Yeah,
because obviously it's easier to carry.
Yeah, less troublesome once you've got it out.
Yeah, it's not going to get on your tits like a couple of minutes later, is it?
That's me done. What do you want to know, Andy?
I've got questions for you as well from blood relatives of mine.
Okay.
So it's not just like someone who's romantically...
I'm not answering anything about dog dirt. I'm not, Andy. Right. I'm not talking about dog dirt.
All right, okay, here we go. Bob, as a millionaire with a big mansion in the country, a private orchard and a double garage, do you let your staff join a union?
I do not have any staff.
Do you let your staff join a union?
Once again, Andy, I do not have any staff.
I don't want to turn it like Jeremy Paxman here, but do you let your staff join a union, Bob?
Andy, I don't have any staff.
Right, okay, fair enough. Bob, as a millionaire with the big mansion in the country, a private orchard, a double garage, probably a jukebox, do you allow your staff any perks, such as a free go on the jukebox after 7 p.m.
I don't have any staff, Andy.
Do you allow them any perks?
Andy, I don't want to say to you, I don't have any staff.
All right. Okay. Bob, as a millionaire, with a big mansion in the country, private orchard, double garage, jukebox, and a nice little pile of money in the corner just for special times.
Money, yeah.
Do you insist on your staff signing a gagging order so that they can't speak about your regular 3 a.m. sacrificial ceremonies in your summer house?
Is that all this was leading to?
Yeah or nay?
No.
You don't insist on them signing a gagging order?
No, because I don't have any staff.
Right, so you've just confessed to the ceremonies.
No.
And you've also said that your staff
are free
to speak about it to the press.
Yeah.
Or to, let's say, a rival podcast, if one were to be set up. Good.
I tell you what, can I do my football again?
Oh, Jesus.
You've got to guess. All right, I'll just start it off. Who is the premier footballer? Premier-ish. The premier-ish footballer I'm thinking of.
It's premier-ish.
Premiership footballer I'm
Premiership.
Thinking of.
Right.
I'll answer yes or no.
Right. Can he jump really high?
Yes.
Is he faster than a gazelle?
No, that's proper questions, Andy. He's not particularly known for his speed, no.
Right. Does he wear red?
No.
Okay. Is he an international footballer?
Ooh.
Yeah, there is or isn't.
No.
Is he on the cusp?
Yes.
I'm none the wiser. Is he... Is he a Caucasian?
No.
Do I get to have a guess now?
If you want to have a guess, yeah. Oh, come on, Andy. People are listening to this, God bless them.
Is it Mahrez?
It's not Mahrez. So I'll maybe we can come back to that a bit later if we get a chance.
Right, that'll be really good, yeah.
Yeah,
I hope so. Have I got anything now?
Yeah.
Memory man? Do you want to do your memory man thing? Because that's why you're here, basically.
I'm here for the football stats, yeah. Football stats, Andy. I remember them all. Throw any at me, I'll
tell you.
From
the past, from the future?
Yeah. No, not from the future. A memory man.
All right, gotcha.
I'm not predictor.
I might get pretty doing next week. But he doesn't do sacrifice and ceremonies in his summer house. Mr. Memory Man.
Hello.
Do you remember Mickey Thomas, who played for Manchester United and Wales? Mickey Thomas.
Yes.
Memory Man.
Yes, you do.
Thank you.
Two-parter.
Oh, wow.
Do you remember the time when Mickey Thomas got stabbed in the arse with a screwdriver?
Yes.
Memory Man.
Yes. Brilliant.
Yes, I do, yeah.
There we are, the Memory Man there, in full effect.
Thank you very much indeed.
Good stuff.
Yeah,
come back next week.
They were tough. They were really
tough. Make a phone call to Predicto later on and tell him to sling his hook.
Hey, I tell you what, like, did I ever tell you about when I went to the World Cup? Do you want to talk about...
Which one?
This was the one I'm specifically wanting to talk about is the World Cup in Spain in 1982.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever tell him a story about shit?
Do you know the name of the mascot of the World Cup 1982? The official mascot?
The Spanish one. El Tubbs.
Nope.
Well, what was it, Andy? I can see.
Oh, like... right. So you just one guess. Is that how it's going to be? With me, it's like endless questions. Name the footballer.
Oh, I imagine.
Have another guess.
L.
No.
La Sol.
No.
La Sal de Ban. I don't know.
Naranjito.
Naranjito.
Little orange he was.
Oh, right. I was
little
just going to say,
orange.
It sounds like a really sweet little orange.
That's
yeah.
what he was. Sweet boy.
Anyways, up. So, have I told you about
You've
this?
Told us some stuff about that time, yeah.
About losing the keys in the shit pit?
No.
Well, I've given it away now, haven't I?
Is that it?
No, it was just, something I've never forgotten because it was a really visceral thing. Because we were at the England supporters camp, just camping, yeah? And all they had was like a pit, about 4 foot deep.
God.
About 5 foot by 5 foot.
This is why I won't go to festivals.
Covered in planks with a hole in the middle, yeah? You just took your pants down, bent over, dropped your tods into the pit, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, as you probably...
How deep was it?
It was about 4 foot deep.
Was there a noticeable sort of pause between it leaving your body and hitting the heap?
I don't remember that. But
it'd probably have to be like 20 feet for there to be a noticeable.
Oh, no, it was about 4 foot deep.
Yeah.
And
that's not very deep, is it?
Well, would you like to be a bloke? I mean, this is 5 foot by 5 foot by 4 foot. So I don't know how many cubic feet of Todd that is, but that's quite enough for them to have to shift.
That'd fill up quite quick, though, wouldn't it?
It was cleared every day.
All right, that's nice.
No, that was nice of him.
A nice Spanish infrastructure there.
So anyway, my mate, Mickey Drink, yeah?
Yeah.
He did what is it happens to, you know, if you think it through, is obviously going to happen. He bent down with his pants around his ankles and the car keys, the van keys that had brought us all the way through France to Spain, fell into the Todd pit.
Yeah.
Clink right in. Can you imagine?
I can imagine.
We took the planks off, couldn't see it. We got a tent pole.
And it's submerged.
We got a tent pole, stirred it about a bit, couldn't find it. But this is our only way home. That was the way we were getting home. So
this reminds me of, do you remember Cracker Jack with Stu Francis?
Yeah.
When they used to have the tray full of blancmange and you had to get an apple out of it with your mouth.
Yeah.
It reminds me a bit of that.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't have instantly tried my mouth, Andy.
Not straight away, would you? You'd try the pool first.
So anyway, Mickey Drink had to get in. I promise you, he went down to his underpants, got in there, and he found them.
Did he?
I promise you, found them. And
did he find anything else in there?
Fuck. And his only saving grace was that on the wall nearby, they had, for the campsite, they had about five of those, like, you know, like you get near continental swimming pools, showers, just outdoor, cold showers. They had about five of them. I'll never forget when he had all these things wrapped around his nose for the smell and that. When he ran out with the key, threw the keys onto the grass and ran into one of these showers. What a hero he was, though, man.
How many hours did he spend in the showers afterwards?
Oh, I can still now. Oh, man. England.
Because I'd have been in there for like 12 hours until I was absolutely certain. And there were cold showers, were there? Wasn't
yeah, just
hot
cold water.
Oh,
yeah.
God. That's almost not worth bothering.
He's a brave man, Mickey Drink, isn't he?
Is he still around?
Yeah, he's still around, yeah.
Funnily enough, the
bottom half of his body, beautiful skin.
Yeah. Well,
really
there you go.
Really beautiful skin.
That's how discoveries are made, isn't it?
Yeah.
Through accidents. That's science for you.
Anything? I'll have another quick guess, because some people might be...
Can I ask some more questions?
Yeah,
right,
go
so
on.
We've got a non-Caucasian.
Yeah.
He doesn't wear red. He's a good jumper.
Yeah.
And he's on the cusp of the international scene.
Correct.
Would you like to be trapped in a lift with him?
No, I wouldn't. He'd be in the bottom 50% of Premiership footballers I'd want to be trapped in a lift with. Something about his face, not so, I'm not sure. A slightly sulky face.
Right. Do you reckon he'd be a bit useful at do-it-yourself?
I don't know, Andy. Wouldn't you be better off asking the colour of his kit or what team he plays for?
Well, I've asked. He's not red, so that narrows it down.
Well, why not narrow? I tell you what, I'll give you one clue and then I want to guess. His kit is yellow.
Oh, and he's Premiership?
Yes.
Right. On the cusp of the international scene. I'm thinking Norwich. Am I right? Is he a Norwich footballer?
No, he's not.
Christ. What the yellow... Is he a Watford footballer?
Yes. You have one guess.
Troy Deeney.
Troy Deeney.
Yes! Finally!
Well done, Andy.
Do I get a prize?
No, you don't, but you get some pleasure out of that.
Very fleeting.
But it's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's nice to have some kind of small victory.
Have you got your Panini sticker book, by the way?
I have, yep.
How are you doing on it?
The shops are all out of stock of the stickers.
It's been a big week for them, hasn't it?
Yeah, we got the book, me and my boy, and we got about 10 packets.
Yeah.
But after that, it's gone a bit dry.
Yeah. Shall we open a packet? I've got a packet.
Have you?
I didn't plan to do this, Andy, but this is, you know, as 1,000 parents are up and down the country bribing their children to good behaviour with Panini stickers.
A couple of years ago, I was invited to a thing, an advertising agency in London.
Yeah.
Through a friend. Of a friend of a friend or something like that.
Yeah, you invited
and it was
yourself,
a sticker night. I just walked in off the street.
Yeah.
And it was a sticker night and there was two teams and they had a massive box of stickers each, packets.
Yeah.
And the game was to fill the album as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
While drinking complimentary alcohol.
And did you fill one?
We lost.
But did somebody fill a book?
The other team filled a book, yeah. My team lost, but it was one of the most deeply satisfying evenings I've ever enjoyed.
Can imagine. Do you remember? I remember last year for the World Cup, there was a lot of information knocking about on how much it actually costs you to fill up a sticker book. On average,
how much is it?
It was something like 350, 400 quid or something.
Oh, well, that's reasonable.
Jesus, it's amazing to think, though, isn't it? What you're taking on?
Well, you know. That's life these days. You kind of go into things half-assed.
The last pack my son opened, I gave him three packs because he beat me at darts. And he got eight repeats in three packs.
And how long have you been collecting them for?
We started the day they came out. You can only get my game, you know, where they play computer games.
Yeah.
Boo, 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 boo. That's you going to get them there. Well, I got Juraj Cooker.
Yep.
David Pavelka.
Yep.
One of those doublers. Another doubler, and Cornel Salata.
Good haul, lad. A tidy haul.
Well, I've heard rumours that the premium, the ones with the premium on them, are Albania.
Right.
Very difficult.
Are they hard to get?
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
Albania's in it.
Yeah.
Seriously.
If it's not Albania, it doesn't have to sound like Albania.
Austria.
No, not Austria. Austria got.
Hey, the Austrians are quiet recently, aren't they? Just as a nation.
As a nation.
I wonder what they're up to.
I know what you mean, though. Yeah.
Hey?
What are they building in there?
Yeah. Can I ask you some yes and no's?
We have to be quick because I'd like to stop this now. We're at 37 minutes.
I know we are, but, you know, just calm down. Yes or no, Bob?
All right, yeah.
Simon Mignolet.
Simon Mignolet.
Yes or no?
No.
Right. Paul Simon. Yes or no?
Yes.
Simon Bates, yes or no?
No.
Right, you've got one out of three this time.
Oh, you're going to
two out of three last week, one out of three this week.
Are you going to tell me which one?
Nope.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go now, Andy, but
right,
I'm going to sign off with me little song, if I might.
Before you do that, can we just mention that we're on Twitter at Athletico Mints?
Yep.
If you want to suggest songs that you can sing next week.
Okay, well, I'm going to sing a self-penned song this week.
Oh, all right, then.
Okay. Here we go. It's called Little Bird. All right. I'm just a little bird whose leg got bust by a bottle that was thrown into my favourite bush. I've got a lovely smile and a winning face. All the other birds think I'm a fucking disgrace. Oh, just laugh at it. Right, well, I'm off, Andy. Take my stickers. Thank you for having us.
Thanks,
well
Bob.
Done on Troy Deeney as well.
I had a song as well, you bastard, but it's as good as that one.
See you, Andy. Thank you.
See you, Bob.
Ta-da.
Bastard.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.